This is 88.5 NEPM. 5 months in, Massachusetts legislators' big transparency promises are stuck in a slow-motion standoff, with lawmakers still squabbling over who gets to Zoom. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lisinski from the Statehouse News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie. Good to be back.
Joint rules have yet to be formulated and agreed upon for this legislative session. Lacking these, lawmakers are continuing to operate under six-year-old rules. Why? Because some specific reforms face resistance. Chris, what's the holdup? And does that reveal some potential deeper divisions between House and Senate leadership?
Yeah, the holdup is over several different portions of the package. Of course, there's consensus on probably 90% of it, at the very least, a sizable majority. But there are pressure points, one of which, as you hinted with your Zoom reference, is virtual participation on legislative committees. The House has wanted every lawmaker who sits on a joint subject matter committee to attend hearings in person or testify in person. The Senate wants remote options. We saw this flare up a few weeks ago when Senator Jake Oliveira was denied the opportunity to testify. What we've heard most recently is that the House is willing to soften its position a little bit and allow lawmakers to testify remotely at committee hearings. And House Speaker Ron Mariano went out of his way to say that he sent that offer over and that the House hasn't heard back from the Senate yet, which I read as a sign that the talks really haven't picked up all that much momentum as we are now 5+ months into the legislative term.
Yeah. Nearly all the legislature's focus so far this session's been on budget and spending bills. And now much of that work is done or under negotiation, and lawmakers may finally have the bandwidth to turn to policy priorities. Are you getting any sense as to what they want to take up this summer?
We've already seen one major policy priority in the House last week with a unanimous vote on a major cannabis industry reform bill that significantly changes the Cannabis Control Commission, how that agency is appointed and operates, as well as makes some tweaks to the operation of the industry itself. Over in the Senate, we're not really sure if CCC reforms are as much of a priority. On that side of the building, we've heard a lot of focus on updating the state's 2022 SHIELD law, protecting reproductive and transgender care providers from out-of-state legal action. We've also heard some interest in perhaps taking up a location shield proposal that would basically limit the sale of location data on cell phones. So those are, I'd say, contenders for early policy action on the Senate, early in air quotes, since again, we're 5+ months into the term. Of course, there's always a chance that something pops out of nowhere that we just didn't have on our radar before.
Yeah. Speaking of focusing on those big issues, the Senate last week referred a number of late filed petitions to committees, and among them is SD 2852 from Senator Michael Brady. It's a controversial topic for sure, Chris.
Yeah, this is really going to split the Democratic Party. This proposal is to designate bar pizza as the official pizza of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. What do you think about bar pizza? I'm kind of agnostic about it, but that might just be because I'm a transplant and didn't grow up here.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I'm not so sure about that one. Last week, dentists rallied at the State House, warning that federal fluoride bans and Medicaid cuts could worsen dental care access, especially in underserved communities. Some dentists say unscientific federal messaging is decreasing fluoride use. What are dentists looking for Massachusetts lawmakers to do, and will that make any difference at all if the Trump administration changes federal law on the use of fluoride?
Yeah, so there doesn't seem to be all that much that Massachusetts lawmakers could do to prevent the federal administration from undercutting fluoridation. But there are state-level proposals that also seek to roll back the use of fluoride in water that have gotten significant opposition from dentists here, and stalling those state-level proposals is something that legislators could accomplish.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter for the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Chris, thanks.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website, nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.